Okay. Hello, Deborah Becker. You are from South Africa, visiting the learning center at our institution, participating in the Latina Fall workshop. Very nice to have you here. And I would like to use this opportunity to ask you a little about your place of work in South Africa. I understand you are a librarian for quality assurance,
That's great, yes.
and you come from Cape Peninsula University of Technology.
That's right, in Cape Town,
In
yes.
Cape Town,
In
South
Cape Town,
Africa. Could you say
yes.
something about the institution, its background, the number of students, what you're doing there?
Right. We're a merged institution. We were formerly the Cape Tech and the Pentech, which are equivalent to your polytechnicons. And we've now formed the University of Technology, the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. We're quite big. We've got 33,000 students, which is the biggest in the Western Cape.
Okay.
And at the moment, we've got 10 branches
10
across the
different
West Cape.
branches. Okay.
Yes, across the Western Cape.
Okay. And the composition of students, is that primarily black and colored, or it's white, or?
It's very mixed.
Okay.
Very mixed,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So it's a modern type of university.
It's a modern university. Initially, the Pentech, the Peninsula Technicon, was black and coloured, and the Cape Technicon was a white university Technicon, but now they've merged, so
Okay.
it's a very mixed
And I also
institution.
understand, even if you don't go so deeply into that, that this is a kind of institution that in many ways has some of our characteristics, namely that it's both a kind of hands-on, technically, professionally oriented university. At the same time, you also do research.
That's great. From the Technicon viewpoint, we always used to have our students placed into industry so that they get practical work, and the
Okay.
university has carried on with that. So we actually have a special unit at the university which helps send students out to the appropriate industry so that they can get practical work. But we also concentrate on research. So we have special niche areas where we do research in certain areas. So we try to build our research base, especially amongst our master's and doctorate students and our staff. And then, of course, the other students get placed out
Okay.
for periods from 6 months to a year
S
normally.
6 months a year in a
Most
placement.
courses,
When
yes.
do the institution follow up, or are they sort of the responsibility of the receiving workplace for that year or that half year?
I'm not quite sure how it
No.
works.
Okay. And the research area, do you have like a kind of program that focuses on certain areas of your curriculum, or how do you organize the research?
We have got special research units,
Okay.
and some of them fall within faculties, and some of them are independent of faculties, just
Okay.
depending on what the research area is. But as far as I know, a lot of them are based on the research that are done within the university as such. So what happens is our universities are given special areas of research that we can investigate, so that
Okay.
we don't all do the same type of research.
Yeah.
So we concentrate on those, yes.
So, what would be the dominant areas of education at university?
We do have education and things like that, but our research areas tend to be mainly in the engineering field.
Engineering, okay.
Engineering, and then we do things like food technology and biotechnology and
Okay.
things like that
But
as
the
well.
other subject areas, what are those, the
Oh,
big groups?
very broad. We've got education, where we
Like here,
do
yeah.
mainly primary school education and then technical education at high schools
Okay.
or our
Yeah.
advanced schools. And then we also do nursing.
Nursing, okay.
And then we have our business components and our engineering components,
Okay,
so
so it's very similar
the
to
normal
ourselves then.
things, yes.
Okay, but I would like to ask you a bit more closer to home base about the library and also
Yes.
e-learning, which is of course one of the reasons you are with us during this workshop. Could you say something about how that is organized?
Right. We have a library on each campus. Our main library is at the Bellville campus, and that's just the main library because that's where all our management is placed and our technical services is there. But one of the key things about the library is to try and ensure that we get the same service throughout. So every branch can offer the same services. Slowly but surely, we've been moving into e-learning and various online sort of services for our students.
Yeah.
We have got an independent e-learning section that deals mainly with Blackboard and internet courses and that type of thing.
Okay.
But the library does work with them.
Uh-huh.
So we have a partnership with them that we can actually use Blackboard for promoting the library in certain things or putting links through to items that are bought by the library.
Mm.
What we also have... We, for instance, have developed our information literacy to have an online course.
Okay.
And that is now certified by the university.
Okay.
And this course is available to all our students. So they can either do it online or they can do it through their program that they're running.
Mm.
And then they write exams online and then they get certified.
Okay.
And that is done by the short course area of the university.
Oh, okay.
So we work with other departments as that.
Yeah, that's good.
And then we also have Fundani, which is our educational technology unit. Although they're independent unit, they are situated in the library at Bavel. So we work quite closely with them. And what's actually very nice is they've learned to work with us as well. Because they every year or so, they will have a training day where they train the university staff on new technologies and things like that. And the library staff are invited, and sometimes we are actually asked to give presentations and that as well.
Okay. So nice. So that's one day a year you have a special event for the faculty members.
Yes.
Is that so that it's sort of basically everybody, or it's just a select group? Or
You can apply to go. It's
okay.
An open invitation.
It's an open invitation.
And if you're interested, you can go.
And that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So while you're here, we are working on ebooks and what is called MOOCs, the Massive Open Online Courses.
Yes.
What is the state of those developments at your institution now?
We haven't done anything like that yet.
Okay.
The most advanced that we've done is our information literacy program.
Okay.
But other than that, it's totally new to us.
Okay, so that's
so it's a learning curve.
Okay, but that's interesting. We would like to follow up. And of course, IFLA will have its venue in Cape Town in 2015.
That's great.
So we are working together towards that, aren't we?
We are.
We are, okay.
One of my interests is statistics, and it's part of my job as well, and we're planning either a pre- or post-conference on statistics at the IFLA conference as well, which is also going to be great.
Okay, so thank you for sharing this information with us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, okay.